First off, do you just want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Joshua Peters. I'm from Massachusetts. I love spoken word poetry, as you know, this is all about my spoken word talents. And I've been going to BYUI for about 2 years now, almost 2 years. I'm a sophomore. I love it here. I'm studying advertising, communications, yeah, what else to do?
So as far as spoken word, how involved are you in it?
That's a really good question. So I started spoken word poetry my sophomore year of high school. Actually, I was going through a breakup, my first one. Naturally, emotions were high, and there was like some local poetry community workshops actually going on. There was like an 8-week one. You met once a week. And I've always been interested in writing, reading books, ever since I was like in fourth grade. Funny story, I read so much books that was like what people knew me for. And I even like got a little bullied for it, which is kind of sad, but hey, it fuels the fire, right?
Right, yeah. But it created some more creative juices there.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. So, and then in sophomore year, I just found that poetry workshop and I just started writing and I started performing, and it was amazing. I actually found a testimony in God through my poetry.
Really?
Yeah, I was at EFY one time and I wrote this super honest poem about myself, you know, just about how imperfect I was, but how I was trying. And it was the first time I had ever felt the Spirit from my own words, you know, from my own testimony. And that was a beautiful experience. I knew that this was going to be something special that God had given me. And yeah, it's been I haven't written a new one in a while, but I have about 7 poems, and they're all really special to me. They're all spiritual in some way. This particular poem, I've tried to cut back on the spirituality because I want it to be shared amongst different organizations that are non-religious. But there are a couple lines in there where you could definitely infer that God is the healing power in this sort of addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why don't you tell us about the poem and the video that you've been working on?
Yeah, good question. So 3 years ago, as I was preparing for my mission, I was just thinking along this very long road, this addiction that I had. It started when I was 11 years old. I found it through being with my friends at school. I went to a public school in Massachusetts, and that was just the thing to talk about, I guess, was pornography. And I felt pretty dumb, so that's how it started. I was just being curious and educating myself, and one thing led to another, and 7 years later, I was 18 years old, preparing for a mission. I was like, this has been a half of my lifetime, you know, battling this. And at that time, when I was 18, I had made excellent progress. I was getting over it, and I was just, one night, I was just thinking back on it, and I remember I was on my couch. It was like 2 a.m, and it just hit me how much this had affected me, my relationships, my life, and kind of my personality too. And the words just came. I wrote it all in 1 hour.
Wow.
Yeah. It just kept coming. I was on my phone. I was drafting it a couple times, and it's largely, for the most part, it has stayed the original poem. I mean, there's been a couple changes. 3 years later, I've always wanted to make a video of me performing this. I've always wanted to share this talent through video. And I was taking a Comm 100 class, and I saw Coleman Anderton, owner of Anderton Films, and I saw him at Walmart. And he had come up to me. I didn't know he was a videographer, but he had come up to me and said, hey, you're in my class, right? And it was, long story short, I pitched him the idea. He loved it. We started working together. We recorded it in a studio. We filmed it one night, all of it in camera. We lasted till like 2 a.m. doing that. That was a crazy night. And 3 months later, 3 or 4 months later, we got a finished video out now for everyone to see. So.
Okay, well, where can people find the video?
You can find it on YouTube. It's going to be called 11 Years. And then you can also find it on Facebook.
Okay.
So you would have to friend me or find me. My name's Joshua Peters, and you can find it on Facebook. It's called 11 Years.
11 Years, wonderful. Well, I'm sure we'll put it up on the BYU Idaho Facebook page as well, so that more people can look at it.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful. So who are some other people that worked with you on the video?
That's a good question. So a couple different, so you have Coleman Anderton. Mm-hmm. He's my videographer. We also have Shannon Perdue. She plays my ex-girlfriend as an actress. A little bit about the poem itself. The poem is about largely how I found it at 11 years old, how it started out, and then when I was 16, my first relationship, and how pornography contributed to that relationship ending.
Mm-hmm.
It's most of the poem is actually pretty sad. It's about letting that addiction take over your mind, take over your thoughts, and how when that takes over your mind and thoughts, it affects your relationships, the people you love,
mm-hmm.
The people that make you feel alive, right? As we know, like the law of chastity and the commandments of God, like breaking those commandments isn't going to provide you any happiness, right? And especially through this addiction, you can see it in the relationships that you're in, right? So Shannon Perdue played my ex-girlfriend, acted for her. And then we also have Bryson. His name's Bryson. I don't know his last name, but it's actually my videographer, Coleman's brother-in-law. So he played 11-year-old me.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of cool. He's super
awesome.
good, super willing to act out.
I saw the video. He seemed like a very great little actor.
Yeah.
So with this video, what exactly are you trying to portray or to communicate to your viewers?
Mm-hmm. How porn affects relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So really, it's a story about a kid who found it, and through a relationship being destroyed by it. And then at the time there was a bunch of different factors that went into that relationship ending. One, I was 16, probably shouldn't have been in a serious relationship, but I was,
mm-hmm.
right? But largely how going through that made me realize where I was at, what kind of darkness I was in that I needed help, right? And through that, actually, I don't really communicate this too much through my story, but through that relationship ending and through that addiction, I came to know that that Jesus Christ was my savior, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple different sentences right at the end of the video that you can kind of infer from that. I think it says like, what does he say? What do I say? It says, and in that darkness, I found a light. And in that light, I found a hope that never dies. He found true love. He found me. Some could interpret that line, he found me, as I found myself, or in what I say as an artist, right? Jesus Christ found me,
mm-hmm.
through that. And that's one of the most powerful parts of the poem.
Yeah, and you can definitely feel that within the video. And I like how that can really, you know, interpret different things so I can reach different people to be able to find that hope,
mm-hmm.
really. Well, you already talked about how this really inspired you, just like from real life experiences. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else that helped bring on this creation, this video?
No, but I do want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why this video is coming to fruition is because I feel so strongly that this is something that needs to be talked about. I feel like people are very ready to talk about other problems, like, you know, drug addictions, pasts, stuff like that. And I feel like there's a time and place for that sort of talk, but specifically pornography addiction isn't talked about. It's kind of taboo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this video is an effort to spark conversation, right? I'm a big advocate for an organization called Fight the New Drug. I like wearing their apparel. I like reading their stuff online. And they're very into bringing to light how powerful this is, like how it can totally grip you, like this sort of addiction. It can, and even if you're not a consumer yourself, if your loved ones consume, right? And how we should help these people, you know, because I was one of them at one point. You can't beat pornography when everyone's judging you and everyone's putting you in the dark and shaming you, right? These people need to be helped. These people need light. They need support, and they need to talk about it, because it's a very shaming kind of addiction. It's something that you do, you know, literally, just like in the dark, right? Figuratively and literally. And so by doing this video, I hope to spark conversations to help those people that haven't really realized that this is affecting their relationships, right? And even if that just happens to one person, I think this video would be worth it.
Absolutely. I think that's fantastic. It's really, you know, what we need more of in the world, you know, being able to be more comfortable about talking about our issues.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, so what are your hopes for this, for the video, you know, besides, you know, really impacting people's lives?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to see this video go?
That's a good question. So I am studying advertising here at BYU Idaho. It's a communications major. And one thing that has sort of sparked because of this project, I really want this video to have a high reach. Mm-hmm. So one thing that we want for the video is just to it reach as many people as possible. So doing this interview is really exciting for me, because I think we can have a reach within BYU Idaho. We also want Fight the New Drug, that organization I spoke about before, to possibly share the video on their social media channels. On Instagram, they have a reach of 130,000 people. On Facebook, they have, I think it's over 1 million likes. 1 million people follow them on Facebook. So if they can share that video, that'd be great. We plan on gifting it to them. They are a nonprofit organization. Share it on Facebook. It's probably going to have a lot more reach on Facebook than it is going to be on YouTube, right? But because I'm not a YouTuber, neither is Coleman or Shannon, but yeah, we just want a high reach. That's another thing we want with the video.
Fantastic, and that's the start of all good causes.
Right.
I think it's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for doing this video and for caring so much about the community and taking your time to come and talk with us. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks.